Hello everyone, and welcome to another Laudit podcast. This is Laura here. I am joined by my colleague and supervisor, Enam, who heads the property department here at Laudit. Hi Enam.
Hi there.
So we're here today to talk about essentially a question that I think we probably get asked about quite often, which is to describe the difference when it comes to a residential transaction between exchange, which is the exchange of contracts, and also the completion of the transaction, because we can sometimes appear like we're using the terms quite interchangeably, using them kind of in the same sentence. They can kind of sometimes merge to look like they mean the same thing, when in fact they're two very different, different matters, different points of the transaction. So, Enam, if you'd like to just explain what the difference is between the two.
So, the exchange of contracts is where you enter into an agreement to buy the property or to sell the property. So that's literally, when we say exchange, it basically means that the buyer's signed contract and the seller's contract get exchanged with each other. So the solicitors will basically send each other the signed document. The completion date is basically where the actual the balance of the purchase monies are paid.
Mm-hmm.
On the completion date, and when the seller solicitors receive them, they will then affect the completion of the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So the balance would not include obviously the deposit. The deposit is usually paid when you do the exchange of contract, so you're paying some sort of money towards when you enter the contract. So that's some kind of, they call it consideration.
Yeah.
In return for the property. So
it's usually about 10% on these transactions, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So exchange contracts are usually it's 10%. It can be lower or it can be more.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's very rarely more than 10%. Because people will just send anything more than 10%, they'll be paying it on completion anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of limit it to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be less. Often it's less than 10%, but you do have to, the buyer will have to have that approved by the other side, by the seller as well. The seller's got to be happy to accept less than 10%.
Yeah.
Of a deposit. But usually it doesn't cause any issues. And it can be done.
And as well, the two are kind of linked in a way, is that when you're exchanging contracts, you need to be, both parties need to be set on a completion date. Is that correct?
That's right. So in the contract, you write down who the parties are, the property, the price that you agree to buy it for, the deposit amount, and then very importantly, the completion date. So the completion date is basically pre-agree verbally or in writing. You can basically agree a completion date, and once the solicitors have instructions to exchange contracts with the same completion date, then they can go ahead and exchange contracts. So that's something that you set before and you record it in the contract.
And that way it
creates certainty.
Yes.
Of the completion date, so then you can then do all the preparations for completion
and like, work towards that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like, get the funds from the client, and if there's any mortgage involved, you obtain the funds from the lender.
Yes.
And if you've got a mortgage to redeem, if you're a seller and you've got a mortgage to redeem, then you can order the redemption statement so that that gets paid off on the sale.
Yeah. And what is the... I mean, it depends. I suppose it depends on each transaction and how the parties agree. I think it's also important to note that it's up to you as a client to give us an indication of A, when you want to exchange, and B, when you want to complete. Obviously, making sure that that fits in with the others, with the opposing side and their client, that all parties are in agreement towards a date.
Yeah.
But there's also the possibility to exchange quite far away before completion, or you could also do a simultaneous exchange and completion, which is one, essentially one phone call with the with the other side, and it gets it done all in one in the same day.
That's right. So the, so that for that we use the term simultaneous exchange and completion, because you're simultaneously doing both at the same time. So that, that that's another method. It's not as common because you know, usually with a sale or purchase conveyancing transaction, there might be a small chain of transactions that are linked. So, you know, you, you sell a property, you might be buying another property with the same funds. so in those situations, you can't do simultaneous exchange of completions. That's where it's very handy to have this, you know, contract exchange of contracts before, and setting the date so that everybody in the chain can literally work to the same date of completion. So yeah, that, that helps in that situation. But simultaneous exchange of completion, we've done them in the office, as you know, and they are great if you've got, say, a cash purchaser who's got the cash and he's buying a property, and he's got nothing to sell. You know, there's no sale dependent on that purchase, and then we can do a simultaneous exchange of completion and send the funds on the day and exchange and complete at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's definitely a few different ways to do it. I guess it depends on the situation of the transaction. Like you said, is there any linked, you know, related other transactions and stuff?
But essentially, you still have the, you go still go through the same motion of exchanging contracts and completion. It's just the timing can vary between the two. So that's. That's the difference.
Okay. Do we have any final thoughts we want to add in? Or I think we've pretty much covered everything. So thank you very much, Inam, for joining me. And thank you to everybody listening. We'll be back again soon with another podcast. So make sure you tune in.